Good evening. This is Nikki Kilhoho, co-founder of the Direct Selling Women's Alliance. We are so happy to have all of you on the line with us this evening, and all of you that are coming back and listening in the audio archives, we're honored that you took time out of your busy schedule to hear this great information about guerrilla multi-level marketing. And I am going to first thank our sponsor for all of our teleclass, Smart Office Solutions. So be sure to take a look at them by going to the Alliance Partner area of the website and take a look at what Smart Office Solutions does to support you in your business. Well, tonight our special guest is James Delahay. James, would you like to say hi to everybody?
Hi, everybody.
Well, we're glad that you're here, and I want you all to know a little bit about James. James is the author of 7 books and co-author of the up-and-coming Guerrilla Multi-Level Marketing, which is the newest addition to the best-selling marketing series of all times. James reached diamond level in his network marketing company and is a certified guerrilla marketing coach. So I've got to tell you, James has got a lot of knowledge and talent that he's going to share with us tonight. You know, through his published works as a writer and his presentations as a seminar leader and his insightful guidance as a marketing coach, James has helped creative people turn their ideas into profit. He has a unique ability to help people recognize and capitalize on their overlooked assets, which saves you all time, money, and a few headaches. So, James, tell us, what is guerrilla marketing, and how does it differ from other types of marketing direct sellers use now?
Well, there's 12 ways that guerrilla marketing differs, so I'm going to go through these. The first one is that instead of investing money in the marketing of your product or your opportunity, you're investing your time, your energy, your imagination. This makes guerrilla multi-level marketing perfect for network marketers with small budgets and big dreams. Number two, instead of using guesswork in network marketing, you're using the science of psychology, actual laws of human behavior. Number three, instead of concentrating on leads, responses, or sales volume, the size of your compensation check is the yardstick by which you measure your marketing's effectiveness. Number four, instead of being oriented to large businesses with big bank accounts for advertising, guerrilla marketing is geared to individuals with limited resources. Number five, instead of counting sales, guerrilla marketers count the number of new relationships they make each month because they know that people buy from people they like. Number six, instead of believing that single marketing tactics such as buying leads or renting lists or doing home parties are enough, guerrilla networkers know that marketing combinations get customers to buy and get distributors to take action. Seven, instead of encouraging you in only a few ways of prospecting, guerrilla marketing provides you with 100 different marketing weapons, allowing you to build a business in a way that suits your personal strengths. Eight, instead of being unintentional by using mass marketing methods, guerrilla marketing is always intentional, embracing all the details, even how you answer your phone. Number nine, instead of growing linearly by adding new customers one by one, guerrilla network marketers grow geometrically by using the powerful leveraging tactics explained in the guerrilla marketing system. Number 10, instead of thinking about how much money you can make off others, guerrilla marketing is thinking of what you can give in the way of free support to help customers, team members, and your prospects. Number 11, instead of disregarding technology, guerrilla marketing encourages you to be techno-friendly because ignoring technology will lead to extinction these days. Number 12, instead of being me marketing and talking about the issues going on with you and your goals, guerrilla multi-level marketing is you marketing and talks about your prospects' needs. So that, Nikki, is the 12 ways in which guerrilla marketing differs from conventional marketing.
Wow, that really explains it clearly. Are those things identified then in the new book that's coming out?
They are. And that forms the the introduction into just what makes guerrilla marketing different from what we've, we've got tremendous amount of great literature out there for training materials for people in direct sales. And the one of the things that's different about the guerrilla marketing system is that instead of encouraging people to treat their involvement in network marketing like a business, we show you how to do that.
So isn't, in the past, I think I thought guerrilla marketing was better suited for the brick-and-mortar businesses, but how can it help these direct-selling representatives to be more successful?
Well, guerrilla marketing is actually what direct sellers have been doing haphazardly for years, so they'll feel at home with many of the tactics. What really will help network marketers is helping them take control of their business by planning and measuring instead of encouraging random acts like chatting up strangers in a mall or a grocery store. Not that you can't find people at the mall, but not everyone can walk up to a stranger and start asking them questions and finding out if they're qualified and introducing the business. So you don't want to really try to force people to do that, because some will just simply quit. What will happen is if you can offer people a variety of tools, so people have different ways of using their own strengths, then they'll stay with you longer. There was a great book called Wave 4, written by Richard Poe. It was a bestseller. And in that book, he reports that when distributors were offered a variety of prospecting techniques, their sales went up 50%, and their distributors stayed with them longer, about 15 to 20%.
That's number. Interesting. So, is guerrilla marketing duplicatable?
Well, guerrilla marketing is a system, and every system is duplicatable. You know, we probably everyone in the industry knows 90 to 95% of network marketers drop out in their first year. And I think in conventional businesses, the number is a little bit better, but still pretty bad. Something like 85% of most new businesses fail in the first 4 to 5 years. Now, here's something interesting. The Wall Street Journal reports that only 15% of new franchise businesses fail in their first year. And that's a tremendous difference. And part of that difference is due to the fact that when somebody buys a franchise, they are trained in a system that provides detailed procedures for every possible situation. Now, if you don't have such a set of procedures for every aspect of your business, you need to put something into place right away. Because what that'll do is that'll instill immediate confidence in people that you are introducing to the business. And it will also create more confidence in yourself, which is, of course, something that people feel and respond to right away. Now, the guerrilla marketing system is empowering. It appeals to those who believe in network marketing but have continually found it difficult to grasp what is it really about. And, that's where the confidence factor comes in, knowing what your business is about, knowing what to do, knowing how to sign people up, knowing how to get new customers to be able to order products, knowing how to take advantage of your bonus plan. All these things add confidence, and confidence is what people buy.
You know, that's absolutely true, and it's interesting that you talk about confidence, because in our surveys and the work that we've done through the DSWA, the number one reason people fail in this profession is that lack of belief in themselves, and that's the confidence. And confidence comes forward when we have little mini wins or little successes. So it sounds like through this process of guerrilla marketing that people will have more success and in turn have more confidence.
Exactly. And the faster you can get them to have that success, the more likely they'll stay with you.
Mm-hmm. And I also appreciated what you shared there about the franchises, that just 15% of them fail and the rest all make it. That is because they have a process. They have that duplicatable system. They follow the procedures. So many times, especially with the smaller companies that are starting out, we don't necessarily have the procedures developed by the companies or the processes developed by the companies. So we've got to go out and find it ourselves, and that's part of what DSWA is about, but that certainly is a part of what this book is about.
And I think that's one of the places where DSWA really serves its audience, because they make those systems available in a generic way so that almost any company could go in and anyone, regardless of your offer or your opportunity, you can go in and use those tools. And that's what we're trying to do with Guerrilla Marketing, too, is give a set of tools that anyone could use in any type of multi-level marketing opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So what guerrilla tactics can someone start applying today that will make a difference in their business?
Well, these are my personal four favorites, because I've applied these, and within about 2 months, my sales increased by about 100%. So these are the ones that I like the best. There are over 100, well, there's actually 100 guerrilla marketing tactics in the book, but these are my favorite four. The first one is to write out your own seven sentence marketing plan. And I'm going to go through those seven sentences in a little bit here. The second is to start using a marketing calendar. A marketing calendar is where you map out the available time that you have for growing your business, and you, through this map, you start taking the actions every day, and you create a momentum. Number three is that you identify your ideal customers by their niche. You create a list of benefits that your product or your opportunity has, and these benefits are your hot list, your hot buttons, excuse me. And what you'll do is you'll identify your potential audiences by going back and looking at your benefits. So you're actually you're backwards engineering who your audience will be by looking at the benefits of your product. So number four is called your market knowledge. And the reason I like this one is because you hear it said a lot in the industry that you need to become a product of your product. And yes, product knowledge is important. But if everyone is doing the same thing, if everyone is just talking about product, pretty soon every pitch, no matter how good it is, still sounds like a pitch. So what gives you an advantage is learning and being able to speak about the market, about the industry around which your product relates to. And by this, I'm going to give you a couple of examples here. For instance, in the last 50 years, 80,000 new chemicals have been created, and the majority of them have not even been tested for long-term impact on our health. And this is a stat that comes from ToxicNation.com. Now, this is a statistic about the marketplace, and it's something you could use if you had a natural household cleaner, because it positions you not as a salesperson trying to pitch a product, but as a resource telling people what's going on in their environment, and you're then seen as someone as helpful, not as someone that's selling them. You know, if you give them enough of these statistics, they'll sell themselves, because they'll realize they need the solution, and that's when you step forward. You don't step forward until you've built a case with enough marketing data to make them realize they're in trouble, they need help, and your solution is going to be the obvious choice. Now, here's another statistic. In 2005, airline flights from New York to Fort Lauderdale topped the list of destinations with over 4 million flights in 1 year. Now, if you were in a travel service, you could use this kind of data to inspire and motivate your team, because you can tell them, well, here's your biggest market, people going from New York to Fort Lauderdale. How can you position yourself to serve that niche and take advantage of that massive number of flights going back and forth between those two cities? Here's another stat for you. In 1980, the average person consumed 56.9 pounds of fats and oils. By 2004, consumption was up to 87.5 pounds. That's over 30 pounds of consumption in pounds of oil. So this is a really good reality check for people who need to know that obesity is fast becoming an epidemic in this country. So, again, it's one of those things that when you can supply market data, you're actually creating the right environment so that before you ever pitch your product, you set the stage. Now, maybe you've created what they call a sense of fear, like that, yes, if I don't do this, something really bad's going to happen to me. Well, you know, that's okay, because sometimes people don't act until you scare them. Well, you do that judiciously, and then you come forward not as a salesperson, but as a helper resource, and you're going to be perceived in a completely different way than your competition.
So basically what you're saying is being of service, providing information that is going to help people to make up their own mind that they need what you have.
Exactly.
And, I mean, you could do that with skincare. You could do that with almost any product line. The other point that you made here is to really have a plan for your marketing, to have a strategy in place. In our Elite Leadership course, we have one section called Strategic Planning, one module, and part of that is to lay out your marketing plan and to lay out your strategy for the month or for the year to build your business and to develop your business. And it sounds like one aspect could be is to do your research so you have something that you can provide to people that would give them the gift so that they would understand more about how they could be a better service to other people.
Yes, and I recommend that everyone spend some time doing that, because it's really easy to get information about your product or your opportunity. I mean, and that's what everybody else is doing. What you want to do is stand out. You want to be perceived as a little different from what everybody else is doing, because then you get noticed more.
You know, when you sit here, why do some people drop out of our profession, and what can be done about it? What I'm hearing you say is that you can be more strategic in your marketing and more effective at serving the people.
Yes.
So that kind of sounds like where you're going with it. That's what we're wanting people to do, is to plan more effectively in the marketing side of their business so that they are of greater service. The other thing that you said here is, how can you get control of your business and stay there to reach high earnings? I think many people today feel that their business is out of control. They feel like they don't know where they're going, and they're just running as fast as they can, but they really don't know how they get there. We teach about being an accidental leader versus a purposeful leader. Well, sometimes we just got there, but we don't know how we got there. We don't know how to tell anybody else how to get there either. So where is information to help people? I know with this book coming out, I mean, how did you gather all this research and data and things to help people so that they can be more strategic and build their business long term?
Well, we interviewed 24 of the top earning network marketing superstars, and we asked them what happened in the beginning. What was it like for you when you started? We're not interested in what it's like now, because you know you're making millions and you're flying around the world and you've got hundreds of thousands of people in your group. What was it like when you started? What were those steps that you took that got you going from zero to earning money and then earning more money to becoming, you know, more and more successful? So what they did was they gave us their startup stories. And I have to tell you, Nikki, it was so inspiring. And I want to thank you so much for introducing me to several of those stars, because their stories, every time I read the stories in this book, I almost choke up, because they're just so motivating. They make me want to go out and redouble my efforts in my network marketing business. And many of these people have suffered amazing challenges, amazing hardships, physical abuse. Costa Gara, who came from a war-torn country and just barely made it out alive. I've got a story from Keith McEachern, who is actually, he built his business inside prison walls. And that story doesn't, you know, bring a tear to some eyes. It'd just be amazing to me. The stories are coming from the people that have actually been there. And what we've done is we've tied those stories in to guerrilla marketing tactics Now, the Guerrilla Marketing series has been around for a long time. The first book in the series came out in 1984. And basically, Jay Levinson identified 100 low-cost tactics that business owners could use to market themselves and stand out when they didn't have a lot of money to spend on advertising. So what we've done in this new book is we've gone in and we looked at particularly tactics that would be applicable for people in direct sales, network marketing, and then, you know, how to arrange those in such a way that you can go in and pick those tactics that play to your strengths. In other words, you have people in your group that would be really good at getting up in front of a group, or you might have someone else that they just love the internet and you could never get them in front of a group. Well, you don't want to try to force people that aren't comfortable into trying to do things that they don't want to do, because what will happen is they'll leave. So rather than trying to put everybody in the same direction, what we're actually doing is creating a system whereby you can offer them a variety of tactics, and they can choose the one that works best for them, and then they can do this in an organized way, in a way that is a system, and in a way that's duplicatable, in a way that you can teach and pass on. So it's a much bigger picture for network marketing, and we're actually, you know, from what I can see so far, we did an eight week private training program with some people that were volunteering to apply the guerrilla marketing methods to their business, and it was quite amazing. And about the sixth or seventh week, we started hearing comments about as their comp checks were doubling, their confidence level was way up. They just finally felt motivated to jump in and do the business. So we know the system works, and we're just really, really excited to get it going. And the book is coming out soon, and we're gonna see a lot of growth in the industry from this.
Doesn't that make you feel good that you're giving back to the profession?
It does. You know, I wrote this book for myself because about 9 years ago I was full-time in network marketing. And I have to say, I must have done everything wrong that could be done wrong. I didn't follow the system that my upline told me to do. I kind of did it my own way because I had been in business before, and I had my own set ideals about the way business should be. And, of course, nothing I did worked. But what's funny was I made money anyway, even doing it wrong. And I made a very decent amount of money, and I made it for several years even after I stopped working the business. So what I did, and I'm coming full circle now, because I've always loved network marketing. I always wanted to give back to people like myself who were a little more independent, who didn't quite fit in with what the system was that their upline was telling them. And I thought, well, how can we help people like that earn a lot of money? Because, you know, you got 90% of the people dropping out, and then you're only working with 5 to 10%. Well, what about those other people? What kind of system, what kind of tactics can we bring into play that would activate more of that 90%? And we know that if people have a system like a franchise system, more of them will succeed. We know that because that's what happens in the franchise business.
It's very true. Well, James, you said that there was a way that people could get a free sample chapter from Guerrilla Multilevel Marketing and a copy of the 100 Tactics. How do they do this?
Well, they can go to the website, www.gmmlm.com. Just remember the letters that stand for these words, Guerrilla Marketing, Multilevel Marketing, GMMLM.com. And from there you can download a free sample chapter, and you can also download the table of contents, which is really the 100 guerrilla marketing tactics, and they're divided into sections, for instance, tactics for doing meetings, tactics for doing public events, tactics for using the internet, tactics for partnering with other businesses and associations. tactics for building your list. Anyway, all of these tactics are subdivided into general areas, so you can go in and really look deeply into areas that specifically you're attracted to.
Well, that's going to be helpful for people. Now, I know we've talked to you about doing the book as a book of the month, and when that gets, is it going to be in January? What was the month that we set you up for?
Well, I'm not sure that we've got a date set on that, but I did have some really good news because, as you know, Costa Gara has a very large organization, and he's traveling all around the world. He was on his way to Mexico actually this weekend, or maybe it's Monday, and we wanted to get a book in his hand because he's already promoting the book on his website. And so I talked to my printer. I said, is there any way you guys can get this book out? And I explained the situation. And they have already started printing copies, and they've got a copy on the way to him. And the copies that are coming to you, to Jane, and to...
Great.
Yes, they're going to be on their ways to you next week. So
that's copies exciting.
It's very exciting. I'm so excited because we originally wasn't going to have this book until more like the middle or the end of November.
Well, that is exciting. You know, I know that James, when you did this, it was to be of service to the people in our profession. And as you said, it probably made a difference for you in just meeting these amazing people. Several of our members are included in this book. And I know that there are so many folks out there that just have a fear of marketing. You know, they want to wait for the business to show up and the money to fly into the mailbox. But, you know, you've got to get out there and market yourself. And these are really cost-effective ways for people to market. So we just appreciate that you've taken the time to get the book started and, you know, to get it out there and to serve the people in our profession. So, James, what I want to do is open the call for a moment. We have quite a few people on the line, so I'm going to remind you that once this call's open, you have to hit *6 is what mutes your line, *7 is what unmutes your line, and if you have a question, state your name and where you're calling from, and then your question for James. And James, I'll put the call back into mute so you can answer without a lot of background noise. So just a moment, everyone. So anyone out there that has a question for James, this is a great opportunity. You want to know about guerrilla marketing, put it out here. Anyone with a question or a comment?
I have a question. I would like to ask, if you are doing well in your business, which I am, and have about 250 people on your team, but find yourself where you're a heavy recruiter, I love to recruit, but what happens, I am absolutely, in order for me to earn what I have coming in my earning potential plan, I need to purchase $16.50 a month in product. I am looking for a way to be able to sell more product than just at, you know, parties. Is there a system in this book that can teach me how to do, I'm considering going on the internet, and is that ethical, and is that a system you would suggest?
I'm going to put the call back in you. Thanks for your question.
Well, it's a great question, and one of the issues that came up when we were writing the book was, will the guerrilla marketing tactics be applicable for selling more product, or would there be a separate list of tactics for working with your team? And what I get from your question is that you're doing really well with your team and recruiting, and you need to build your sales. So absolutely, the guerrilla marketing tactics can be used for that. And what you would do when you look at the guerrilla marketing system, it asks you to create a 7-sentence marketing plan. So you would create a marketing plan for your product, and then you would go through the 100 tactics, and you would decide which of these are appropriate for you and which of these are not. And those that are appropriate, you would prioritize them. And yes, the internet is one of those ways. And by all means, I encourage you to use the internet as long as it agrees with your company's policies for sales. The internet basically is how I built my business. I spent my first year in network marketing, and at the end of the year I had maybe 70 or 80 people. And then someone came to my group that started using the internet. And then the first year he was in the business, he brought in 500 new customers and distributors. And the second year, 700 more new customers and distributors. And he was not a very, he didn't do any training, he didn't do any follow-up, he wouldn't get in front of a group. He just relied on the internet. So yes, I think it's a very viable technique for generating sales. And of course, sales is what creates the commissionable volume, and that's what you get paid on. So yes, you can.
I'm going to add something to that too, James. As you said, your policies and procedures of your company are very important. You've got to know what are the regulations around internet marketing for your company. The other thing I'd like to add to that is that internet marketing of itself, you know, yes, you can sell things. This is still a relationship business and a people business. So a follow-up call for someone that makes that purchase to build the relationship, or an email to build the relationship, are all an important part of internet marketing. It's not just straight, they order it and see you later. So anything you want to add to that, James?
Well, no, I agree, and I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the final chapters in the book is all about tactics for follow-up. And, you know, follow-up has been your weakness. Like, it was certainly my weakness, and I know it's a lot of people that I talk to. But in this book, we give you 60 excuses for following up. After you read this chapter, you will never be without an excuse to follow up again.
That will make people think. And, you know, one thing I say about follow-up, if you're not following up, you are really out of integrity. Because that customer bought from you thinking that you cared enough about them to sell them the goods. So the follow-up afterwards to see how it's working for them, if they have questions and so on, is very important. So, James, I'm glad you put a chapter in there. I think that's going to be a big help, because it is something a lot of people can't get past. They think they're being pushy, so they don't want to follow up. So good thing you added that. I'll open the call for one more question, and then we'll wrap it up. Anyone else with a question? I hope that answered your question that you had.
I have a question for James.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to thank you for your great tips. I think they're wonderful. But could you expound a little bit on your 7-sentence marketing plan for us, please?
Great. Just a moment.
Am I on?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to go through these really quickly now. The first sentence, and these are actually 7 questions, and it is the answering of these questions that makes your 7-sentence marketing plan your own personal blueprint. All 7 questions are the same for everyone, but the answers are different for everyone. So the first question you want to ask yourself is, what is the most desired result you want to get from your marketing? What action do you want people that get your message to take? Okay? Be very clear about that. Sentence number 2. What benefits will buyers of your product or your opportunity experience, which sets you apart from competing offers? So really, this is where you ask yourself, what's in it for your prospect? What's a customer going to get by buying your product? What's a distributor going to get by signing up with you? And you want to find those benefits to differentiate yourself from people with products and offers like yours, because those are the benefits that are going to be the ones that people hear, because everyone else is saying what everyone else is saying. Number 3, who is your audience? Now, if your first answer is everyone, I'm sorry, that's not right. The reason that's not right is because just because anyone could use your product doesn't mean that they are likely to. You can't market to everyone. You don't have the resources. What is important for especially people with small budgets is that you identify people that are most likely to buy your product or sign up for your opportunity and only go after them. You've got a limited amount of resources. Spend your time and money going after people that are most likely to be interested in what you have. Number 4, what tactics will you use to reach your audience or audiences? Because you might have more than one audience. So guerrilla multi-level marketing explores 100 different tactics. When you download the table of contents, you can take a look at those tactics and identify those that are most appropriate for you. Sentence number 5, what do you choose to be known for? What is your niche? What is it that about your offer that makes you stand out? Is your comp plan pay out more bonuses than other companies? Is your product the only one that solves a particular problem? What is it that makes you different? Sentence number 6, what is your identity? Image is different than identity. Image is what companies like Enron, Xerox, and WorldCom have put out to the world through their marketing. And when you peel it away, you find the reality is quite different. Customers are hungry to do business with people that have a true identity. Identity has honesty, integrity, and service. So make sure you know what your values are and you bring them into your business. Sentence number 7 is, how much will you invest in your marketing? What's your budget? And this is defined in terms of a percentage of what you expect to earn over the next year. So if, a good average is 5 to 7% of what you expect to earn the next month, and in the next year, you want to invest that back in your marketing over the year.
Well, very good. I know that that was a lot of information, and we're so glad people can go back into the audio archives and listen to this call again and again and again. So we want to make sure that you walk away with the information you choose to have so that you can implement the guerrilla multi-level marketing tactics. And that is so exciting, James, that this book is coming out. I know how hard you've worked on it, and I know that it is going to be another bestseller. So thank you, James. Is there anything that you would like to close with tonight?
Well, just one little thought. You know, you mentioned earlier that a lot of people don't understand what marketing is. And a lot of people also think that marketing is paid advertising. But let's keep it real simple and real clear. Marketing is every communication you make about your product or your opportunity. It's the way you speak, the way you dress, the way you hold your body. It's whether you have a business card. It's whether you have an 800 number to give people. It's every communication you make, and that's what marketing is about.
Thank you so much. So once again, to learn more about James, you can go to the DSWA website, go to Speaker Trainer, and click on James. You'll find out more information there. And James, one more time, the website so they can get their free gift that you shared with them tonight, which was the 100 questions that they could get, the 100 tactics, and as well as the bonus chapter. So would you share that website one more time?
Yeah, that website is www.gmmlm.com. It stands for Guerrilla Marketing, Multi-Level Marketing, gmmlm.com.
Thank you so much, James, for being here and for what you're doing to elevate the public's perception about direct selling and giving all of us the tools to be more successful. And thanks, everyone, for being with us tonight. We look forward to seeing you on the call next week, Tuesday. We'll be back. Good night, everyone.